The Gemara says in Shabbos like this. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi. Kol ha'aneg es ha'Shabbos. Whoever has tainag on Shabbos. Noistin lo nachal avulim etzarim. They give him an inheritance without borders. Shenemar, as it says in Yeshaya, brings just the end of the pasuk. The beginning of the pasuk is in Tashav Mishabbos Raglecha, all the halachas of Shabbos. It says over here, Oz tisanag al Hashem, then you'll have tainug with Hashem. Your kafticha algoma seyoretz, v'hachalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha. And you'll get the nachla of Yaakov. So what's the nachla of Yaakov? So Gemara explains. Like Avram, shekasuv v'kum hisalech ba'aretz la'arka. Not like Avram, where it says, kum hisalech ba'aretz la'arka l'rachba, that is gulim. Rather, like Yaakov, who says, "Uforatsa yamav akedma v'tzafayna v'negva," that there's no gvul. You just spread out, uforatsa. You'll break out, yamav akedma v'tzafayna v'negva. So that's the gevul of Yaakov, an achla b'lim etzarim. And since it says that if you'll keep Shabbos, achalticha nachlas Yaakov avicha, so we know that someone's ma'anegas on Shabbos is noisnil in achla b'lim etzarim. So what we'd like to understand is why this inyan of nachla b'lim etzarim is called specifically the nachla of Yaakov avina. The Emes says that from all the others, even though we know that all the others kept the Torah, but from all the others, Yaakov is the only one with it. There's a specific remez to his keeping Shabbos in the Torah. In this week's parasha, after he finishes with Esav, it says that he came to Shechem. Vayichan es pnei ha'ir, he camped, like right when he came into the city. And the Medrash says, Nichnas be'erev Shabbos im dimdumei chama. He came in on Erev Shabbos, like right at the end of the day, right when it was almost Shabbos. V'kova tchumen mivoyam, and he set up tchumen. He kept the tchumen of Shabbos. And the Midrashim already point out that we don't find this by Avram, we don't find by Yisra, we find after by Yaakov a reference to Yaakov keeping Shabbos. So, in addition to wanting to know why Yaakov is dafka shaykh to Nachal B'lim Etzar, we want to know why Shabbos is miyuchav to Yaakov more than to the other of us. Now the Maral talks about it. I'll read what he says, and that's what we're going to have to try to figure out. Umidas Yaakov l'midas haShabbos. The midah of Yaakov has shaychus to the midah of Shabbos. This is Perek Chaf in Tiferes Yisrael. Ki haShabbos hu roi al midasoi. Because Shabbos is roi to the midah of Yaakov. Shenemar en toshu b'Shabbos raglecho asoi schafotzecho b'yoyim kotshi b'karotzo l'Shabbos oinig v'achalticho nachlos Yaakov avicho. So you see that Yishei Yaakov has to do with Shabbos. That's what we just said. V'omru zal kol ma'anik haShabbos noisim le'nachlo b'li mitzorim. Shenemar v'achalticho nachlos Yaakov loy ka'avram. And so on. Harei ki haShabbos hu roi al midas Yaakov. Ulekach misha ma'anego yisai noisnim le'nachlos Yaakov. So what does all this mean? He says one sentence. There's another place in the Maral says a little more, but we'll try to get this sentence. V'hadover hu mevur l'chachamim. This Indian is mevur to chachamim. K'may sh'omer lefneza. As it says in the psukim before this, it says, V'karosa la'Shabbos oinig u'le'kdoish Hashem mechubot. So you see that the Shabbos is shaykh to the kedoish Hashem. V'ha'kedusha hu beprat li'Yaakov. The midah of kedusha is specific to Yaakov. In another place, the Maral adds that the first three brachas of Shemana Esrei we know are keneged the three others. The first bracha is Magen Avram, it's keneged Avram. The second bracha is Batchias HaMeisim, is keneged Yitzchak, who had Trias HaMeisim, that he was about to be killed by the Akeda and he was saved. And the Pirkei Rabbeinu says that when he was saved, he got up and he said, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechaya HaMeisim. Yitzchak was the first person to make the bracha of Mechaya HaMeisim. And Yaakov is connected to the bracha of Atah Kadosh because he is shaychus to the midah of Kedusha. probably all the others were very halig. No, probably all the others were kedusha. Why is Yaakov specifically shy after the midah of kedusha? So, at the beginning of this week's parasha, we find Yaakov sending messengers to Esav. And Yaakov sent messengers in front of him to Esav, his brother. Rashi, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, Malachim Mamish. He sent actual Malachim. I think we all know that, Rashi. Why did he send real Malachim? What was wrong with real people? Couldn't send a couple of Avadim? He had to use HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malachim for this? What was the point of sending Malachim? And he told him Malachim, saying, this is what you should say to my master, to Esav. This is what your servant Yaakov says, said, Im Lavan Garti, with Lavan I have lived, V'echar ad Ovan, I delayed until now. Rashi, Garti, Loina Aseisi Sar V'chashav, I didn't become a nobleman or a chashav a person. Elager, I'm a stranger, Garti. I lived like as a, you know, temporary living is Garti. Ger Anoichi Ba'aretz. I'm a stranger in the land. Eincha Kedai Lisna Yoitzi Al Birchas Avicha. It's not worth it for you. It's not right to hate me about the bracha of your father. Shevirchani, that he benched me, have a gevir la'achecha, that you'll be a ruler over your brother. Sha'arei lo niskaima bi, it didn't come true. The bracha never came true. That's one shot in Garti. Dover Achir, another shot. Garti b'gematria Tariag. Garti is the gematria of Tariag. It's actually the Isis Tariag. Kiloimar. In Lavan HaRasha Garti, I lived with Lavan the Rasha. The Tariag mitzvahs shamarti, and yet I still kept 613 mitzvahs. V'loi lamadati mimaisav haroyim, and I didn't learn from his bad maisim. What was he trying to say? He wanted Esav to be very proud of him that he kept the whole Torah? What was his message to Esav? Oh, by the way, I'm a very good Jew. And the first shot is not so much better. You think is it a covet for Yitzchak to say, by the way, don't worry about what Yitzchak said, it didn't come true anyway. Is that a covet for Yitzchak? Okay. Where's his kibbutz? I know Esav is really the star of kibbutz in this story, but where's Yaakov's kibbutz? Oh, by the way, the bracha that our father gave us, don't worry, it didn't come true anyway. What's he saying? So let's go back to the bracha of the Birchas Yaakov. One of the most mysterious things in the whole Chumash Bereishis is why Yitzchak chose to give the brachas to Esav instead of to Yaakov. Why did Yitzchak want to give the brachas to Esav? Clearly, Yaakov was the bigger masmid of the two. Yaakov ishtam yeshev eholam. Now, it's true that Esav was misroya to his father. Esav made himself appear to his father to be a big talmid chacham and to be very interested in learning. But kitzayin b'fiv. I mean, Esav was a hunter. Esav was a working man. Yaakov was a Yoshev Ayhola. Why did he choose Esav over Yaakov? What's the point? And the answer is, possibly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a ruchniyistika world, Shamayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an olam hazeh that's full of gashmias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the Adam that's doing his bidding, that's doing his will in this world, that this Adam should accomplish is to bring Olam HaZeh close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Makariv Olam HaZeh to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Makariv the Gashmius of the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Makariv the people in the world to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do actions in this world that are mitzvahs. Through action, through physical action. My body is completely physical. When I do mitzvahs with it, I bring it up to Kiddush, I make it Kaddish. When I take an estrog and a lulav, I take a fruit, and I turn it into a chefetz shel mitzvah. I mean, my gebiyah, my olam hazeh to the Rebbeinu Shelem. Now, Yitzchak is thinking about his two children. He has Yaakov. True, Yaakov learns day and night. That's true. But Esav, who was also a Talmud Chacham in Yitzchak's eyes, learns day and night also, but he also does actions in this world, L'shem Shemayim, in Yitzchak's eyes. Yitzchak was blinded to what Esav really was. But in Yitzchak's eyes, Yitzchak didn't know that Esav gave away the Bechira. But in Yitzchak's eyes, what Esav was exactly what a person is supposed to be in this world. Living in Olam HaZeh L'Shem Shemayim. Taking Torah and connecting it to Olam HaZeh. Not just learning Torah. The Yidden couldn't just stay in the Midbar forever. We have to live in a land, in Eretz Yisrael. We have to, Yosaf to dig on Echav, Yisrael, V'Yitzarecha. There's actions to do. Like the Nefesh HaChaim writes in his Hakadoma to the Bir Hagra, Reb Chaim Voloshin writes in his Hakadoma to the Bir Hagra on Shulchan Aruch. He says a person can have the most heilige machshavas before he's about to eat the Korban Pesach. And he's mamish, he's oimid on all the sidus of the Korban Pesach and all the nizgavius of the Korban Pesach. And he's so wrapped up in the inyano of the Korban Pesach that he doesn't end up eating it. And then you have someone else who's just hungry for a piece of meat. And he's drooling, he just wants this roasting on the fire, it's delicious. He just wants to eat a piece of meat. And he eats the Korban Pesach without any kavanas, he just knows. Of course, he has kavanas to be mekayem the mitzvah, but he just eats the Korban Pesach kipshuta without any madregas. He says the Talmud Chacham is chayiv karis, and the Zama Aretz is mekayem the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. Because we don't live in this world just for to be Isaac and Ruchnius. We live in this world to be Isaac and Ruchnius and then to plug that into the Gashmius. To learn the Inyanim of the Korban Pesach and then to actually eat the meat. L'shem Shamayim. So that's what Yitzchak saw in Esav. So Meili, he wants to give Esav the brachas. Look in the Chassam Sofer, he says not exactly the way I'm saying it, but very, very similar. The first shtickel on this parasha, this week's parasha. But Yitzchak was mistaken. Because even though Yaakov is just like Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, even though we're supposed to live in Eretz Yisrael and be involved in the physical world and everything, but the hachana to all of that was 40 years in the Midbar just learning. Yaakov also was going to do his job, was going to go be my Shiftei Kohen, go out to Chutz Laaretz and live with Lavan. Yaakov was also had all that in his future. But first he had to be a Yeshev HaHalom. First he had to prepare himself to be a Yeshev HaHalom. Vayivez Esav es HaBechayra. When Esav gave away the Bechayra, what he was saying was that not only is he uninterested in using Olam HaZeh for the purpose of Olam Haba, but he's mucha to give up Olam Haba in order to get Olam HaZeh. Vayivez Esav es HaBechayra. The Bechayra is the Avodah Hashem, serving Hashem. And for food, Haliteini Namen Ha'odai Ma'odai Ma'zeh, for food, for a shtig gashmias, Esav is mucha to give up his Olam Haba. That's exactly the opposite of what Yitzchak thought Esav was. Instead of being someone who wants to take the whole Gashmias, the whole Olam HaZeh, and bring it up to Ruchnias, Esav says, forget the Ruchnias, just give me the Gashmias. And if you listen to the Birchas Yaakov, if you look at the Birchas Yaakov, Yitein Lecha Elikim, Yital HaShamayim, Mishmanei HaOretz, it's so disappointing, you know, like, you feel like you're waiting for Yaakov to get these Heilige Brachas, and it's all about how the crops are going to grow. So disappointing. No, Heim Heim HaGod, that's exactly the point. The point, the brachas are they're all ruchnis, the brachas. There were 10 brachas, can I get that? It's broken up into 10 chazal divided. They were very, very halig, these brachas. But they also translated to gashmias. Because the job that Yitzchak was trying to give over was using gashmias properly. So the brachas come in their chitzoniyistika form in gashmiyistika form. All physical things. Because the battlefield here that the Adam has to serve the Rebbeinu Shlomo is the whole spectrum from the Gashmias to the Ruchdias. All of it has to become close to Hashem. So that's the brachas. So that's why Yitzchak wanted Esav to get the brachas. But he was mistaken. Esav sold his bechayr, his beis chafresh. Esav sold his bechayr. Yaakov came in and Yaakov demonstrated that, Adarabba, I'm the one that knows how to use gashmias for Kedusha. But now, after Yaakov got the brachas, it was time for action. After Yaakov got the brachas, some sefer says this also, it was time for Yaakov to leave Eretz Yisrael. To leave the Kedusha, to leave the closeness to Hashem, the makim of his avos, the makim of the future of Klal Yisrael, and to go out into Golus. And over there he would have to be involved in very mundane physical things, and gashmis, sheep, and carving holes and sticks to make it look a certain color, and making business deals, and we just learned in Bava Metzia that Yaakov was makabel extra achrayis as a chazayin masa, right? Yaakov was makabel, now he's working hard. The Rambam brings Yaakov as a mashal, the hard working. But we thought Yaakov was a Rosh Hashiva, we find out Yaakov was a shepherd. Hard-working shepherd, Bayoim Ubalaila. Yaakov had to get involved in the world, but Yaakov wasn't stop getting involved in the world. Yaakov was doing Yaakov's whole avodah, raising children, marrying four wives. Yaakov's whole avodah was being magabia, everything, bringing it up to its shayrish, connecting it with Kedusha. Everything that he did and everything that he touched was connecting it with Kedusha. L'mashal, it says in Sfarim, I don't know what this means, but it says in Sfarim that when Yaakov was carving the sticks so that when the animals look at them, they should give birth to animals that have those same colors, in some way or other, Yaakov was being mesakein and being makayim, the same inyanim that we do when we put on tefillin in the morning. As I said, he was carving sticks. He was playing around with the colors of sheep. Like, what's the? But Yaakov understood that the whole purpose of his living in a gashmias to grow is to just like in the darkness to realize that the darkness is really shy after light. Just like when a person gets a punishment to realize it's really shy after to chesed. So too in living in a grub of gashmias to grow to realize that to reveal there's really kedusha in this world. In a sheep, this Kedusha, it could become a carbon, it could become a vehicle to serve the Rebbeinu Shalom. You know, Mitzad Echad, you read the Pesukim, and Yaakov is shepherding hundreds of sheep. And Mitzad Sheni, you look in Chazal, and it says he had 600,000 sheep connected in the Shamas of Klal Yisrael. I don't know what that means, but there were heiliger things going on with his sheep. Heiliger things. He had 600,000 sheep connected in the Shamas of Klal Yisrael.
600,000?
Shishim Rivli. A lot of sheep. And so too with everything that he had. To Charon, and the shepherds are lazily sitting around the Be'er waiting for everyone to gather to pull the rock off the Alpia Be'er. So Yaakov gave Musar. He said, Hein oid hayoyim gado. There's still a lot of time left in the day. It's not time to bring all the cattle back in. So Marashiva said, I don't mean to the exclusion of everything else. Everything that I teach directly or indirectly comes from him. But this I heard recently, so I'm quoting him specifically. That he was saying this Musar to the shepherds, but he was also, as he's heading into Charan to do his work, he's also saying the hashkafa and the job of an adam. Hein oid hayom gadol. The day is still long. There's a long day of avodah ahead of a person. There's a lot of work yet to be done. Lo yeisei asei tamek. It's not time to come home yet. It's not time to come back to the Rabbanu Shalom and say, now I want my schar. There's a lot of work up ahead. Hein oid hayom gadol. The day is still big. The day is still a long day ahead. On the other hand, when he came back to Eretz Yisrael after all his work, it says that he came back imdim dumei chama. He came back with the closing of the day, the hashlamas hayoyim, they say, dumei chama, and then it was Shabbos, and that was a mashal to the fact that he had done his job in Galus. He came at the end of the day. The job was done. It's time to get schar. It's time for Shabbos. Shabbos is the end of Lamhava, the time that we get schar. It's a pella. We know the Torah doesn't usually speak about ruchnius tikkun nivraim, malachim, and these type neshamas. Usually the Torah talks in very pashut terms, the words of the Torah. When it comes to Yaakov Avinu, there's malachim all over the place. I mean, they were malachim by Avram to give him a message. They were malachim by Hagar to give her a message. They had a purpose. They had messages to give. But Yaakov, he has just stories about malachim without any messages. He goes to sleep on his way out of Eretz Yisrael. There are malachim elokim, oilam v'yardim by. There's a ladder with malachim going up and down. What did they do? What did they say? Doesn't say. And then he's coming back to Eretz Yisrael. The end of Parshas Vayetze. V'yakev holach l'darko. Yaakov was going on his way. V'yivgu uboy malachi elokim. And he met the malachim of Hashem. V'yema Yaakov kasheram. And Yaakov said when he saw the machane elokim ze. This is the camp of Hashem. V'yivgu shem ha-mokim ahu machanoyim. So Rashi says, everyone knows these are the malachim of Eretz Yisrael, these are the malachim of Chutz La'aretz. So what's the point? You think when Avram traveled, the malachim of Eretz Yisrael didn't escort him? Only by Yaakov? Like, what's the point that the psukim are telling us that they were malachim? The others probably surrounded the malachim always. Not every time there's a malach, you have to write in Chumash that there's a malach. We also have malachim every week. We come off for shul, we have two malachim with us. This goes back, I think, to Yesaidis that we spoke about many times, that the emes is that the malachim are the ones that told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it's not a good idea to create Adam. We mentioned this many times, that Pasuk in Parshas Noach, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, V'ani hineni mevi mabul al ha'oris, that I'm going to bring a mabul on the world. Rashi says, "Hinini muchan lahaske v'ma'isim shezir zuni v'amru ma'enosh kisiz kerenu v'adam kisif kedenu." I'm ready to be masking with those who told me ma'enosh kisiz kerenu. What are you creating Adam for? Why did the Malachim say, "What are you creating Adam for"? What's the problem with Adam? Why don't they want to? We find that when Moshe went up to Shemayim, the Malachim didn't want to give him the Torah. Why? What's the Malachim's problem with Klai Yisrael having the Torah? Moshe has to tell him that you can't be mekayim the Torah. How could you not eat Basar B'chol? You don't eat. Moshe Rabbeinu has a whole vikuch with the Malachim. What's their problem? Give the flesh of the Torah. What's the problem? Create Adam. What's the issue? What's the Malachim's issue? The pshat is because the Malachim realized that Adam Hazeh is a place where there's not so much covered Shemaya. It's Yetzirah. Adam has Yetzirah. Now Adam doesn't always act the way he's supposed to act. And the Malachim are the Malachim, that they're part of the entourage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're supposed to be part of the covered of Hashem. And the Malachim don't think that an Adam trying to keep the Torah with the Yetzirah that keeps getting in the way is that much covet for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where's the covet? As we said many times, the Malachim are the ones who say, I am a Kaim Kavodai. Where's the covet Shemayim? You created a world. Where's the covet Shemayim? A message. So the message had two levels. The first level is Esav. You're very, very jealous of me that I have the brachas. But you don't really want to use Olam Hazeh to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You want Olam Hazeh, Halitaini no min ha'odai ma'odai ma'zeh. You just want to use Olam Hazeh for Olam Hazeh. You're not interested in serving Hashem. You're making a mistake. You think that it's just about Gashmias. It has nothing to do with it. It's not about Gashmias. It's about using Gashmias in order to reach the real goal, which is Olam Hazeh. In Lavan Garti, I'm not permanent here in this world. I didn't become Chashev here. I wasn't Kaveh myself here. I'm not permanent here in this world. When he says it wasn't Niskayim, Yitzchak's brachas, the Mepharshim explained, he doesn't mean it wasn't Niskayim. Of course Yitzchak's brachas were Niskayim. He means it wasn't Niskayim the way you thought it would be Niskayim. My main dwelling is in Olam Haba. You know, the Mepharshim say, that we say, Al HaTzadikim, Al HaChasidim, Al Zikli Yamcha Beis Yisrael, Al Geri HaTzadik. What does Gerim have to do with it? We're talking about Tzadikim. A ger could be a tzaddik or not, so could anyone be a tzaddik or not. He says, because tzaddikim are also gerim in this world. Tzaddikim, chassidim, ziknei amcha beis Yisrael, these are all people that realize that we're not permanent in this world. So it's all gerim. Tzaddikim are gerim, chassidim are gerim, ziknei amcha beis Yisrael, gerim, yalgeri, hatzedek, all different kinds of gerim. That's what Yaakov was saying, in love on garti, I'm not permanent over here. But in Iskaim, the brachas weren't Iskaim like you want them. You were Vayiva Zaysava Sabakhira. At the same time, Yaakov also wants to send another message to Esav, which is, and I deserve the brachas the way they really were. I'm roi for them. The way the Psalm Sofer says it in that shtickle is, maybe you thought you deserved it before I went out to Lavan, and you didn't realize that I had the kaychas also to live amongst Rishon and to serve Hashem properly, and to live in Golas and to serve Hashem properly. But in Lavan Garti, I lived amongst Lavan. Esav, I'm roi for the brachas. Because I lived in Golas. I lived amongst Lavan. The Taryag Mitzvah Shamarti, I kept all the mitzvahs. I served the Rabbanu Shalom in Chutz Laretz. I served the Rabbanu Shalom in Golas. I served the Rabbanu Shalom when it was difficult. I didn't learn from his maisa, from his bad maisa.
That's the way he talked to an irrational murderer.
Who said he was irrational?
Rational murderer, or whatever it was. He was scared to death of him, was he not? You don't want to incite him, be like, look at me. Do better.
There was two messages at the same time. Anytime, Hadarab, anytime that you meet, you there's a threat, you want to say, first of all, I don't want to take anything away from you. And second of all, don't start up with me. You want to say both. You want to give both messages. You want to give a message of resolve, as you're giving a message of, you can do your thing, I'll do mine. Adarab, it's the exact opposite of what you're saying is true. And with the same word, Garti, Yaakov is sending two messages. The open message is, I'm just a ger. But underneath the surface is, watch out, the brachas are really mine. There's nothing you could do to get them. There are those, though, there is a medrash, and there are refreshers to go with this medrash. They say that Yaakov made a mistake. This whole thing was a mistake. This according to goes away the way you're saying. That Yaakov should have just left Esav alone and gone his own way. He was raising him up. There is a medrash that says that Yaakov, Kadosh Baruch Hu criticizes Yaakov. What are you starting up with Esav for? Just do your thing. I'll take care of you. So that's like what you're saying.
He had unresolved issues.
So when Yaakov is sending this message to Esav, that I deserve these brachas, are mine, they're my brachas, he sends Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. How does Chazal know it's Malachim Mamish? Where does this come from? Because the pasuk before, the last pasuk of Parshas Vayetzi, Vayifgu Uboy Malachi Elokim, he meant Malachim. And then it says he sends Malachim, so it's those Malachim. He meant Malachim, and then he sent Malachim to Esav. That's the smichas of Arshis. Vayivku by Malachi Elokim, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. So it's Malachim Mamash. What do those Malachim represent? They represent that Yaakov Lamata is an exact reflection of the Malachim Lamayla. Machanai. That was his message to Esav. His message to Esav was that I managed to bond the two worlds of Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. I'm the Bechor. The whole purpose of Machanayim, the Ramban says, that's the words of the Ramban, Ki Machaneihu Ba'aretz Ki Machaneihu Malachim. Esav, these Malachim could testify that I'm 100% Roi for the Brachas. Because I know what means V'yitein L'chel L'kim V'yital HaShemayim V'shmanayim. I know what to use Olam Hazeh for. My machane, my wives and my children, my cattle, my slaves, are the exact reflection of Shemayim. So he sends the malachim that represent that concept, he sends them to Esav. Vayishlach Yaakov malachim. And with this, we could understand something that's very interesting in the Psukim. Yaakov talks to Esav. He says, "Vayhi li shor v'chamor tzayin ve'eved v'shivcha." Sounds like he had one of each. I have a shor, a chamor, a tzayin, an eved, and a shivcha. But we know it's not true. We just said he had 600,000 sheep. He had many shvarim, v'chamorim, avadim, shvachot. Why does he say it in Lashon Yachid? So Rashi says that sometimes you refer to many animals as one. But Rashi doesn't explain, look, why here do we do that? It also says avadim many times in the Torah. Why here do we refer to many avadim as one? The answer is exactly what we're talking about. When Yaakov says, I have shvarim, I have oxen, I have slaves, does Yaakov really care about the physical slaves? Or is Yaakov trying to take the whole concept of avadim and mimakadish it and use it for the right reason? Attach it to its shayrish and shamayim. Just like the Malachim saw that Yaakov's shayrish and shamayim, that's on the Kisei Yaakov, is exactly the same as it is in this world. Yaakov wants that the avadim should be exactly makusha with all the inyanim, whatever it is that avadim represents in shamayim. And his shvachas should be exactly, you know, perfectly treated, and he should go through the sugya of dealing with shivchas exactly the way that the concept of shivcha exists in Shemayim. That his shvarim should be, that he's misaka whatever shvarim represents, whatever the midas are, exactly the way it is in Shemayim. So Yaakov is telling Yitzchak, "Vayhili shor, I learned the sugya of shor. I have oxen, but that's not the point. The point is that I know that they're here to serve the Rabbi Nishalem. I know that they represent certain things in Kedusha, and I'm using it as a hisiris to connect with those areas of Kedusha. Vayhili shor, v'chamor, I have the concept of chamor. Tzayin, I have the concept of tzayin. Eved, I have the concept of eved. You don't know what I'm talking about. I'll give you a mashal. So I was talking to Zevi about this the other day. Tzadik says like this. If you look first of all in the Medrash, you'll see that it says Shor is Mashiach ben Yosef, and Chamor is Mashiach ben David. It says that the Mashiach is going to come on a Chamor, and Tzayin is something else, and all these things represent all Hail Gezachim, which is a riot to this concept. Vayili Shor is Mashiach ben Yosef. Why? Because whatever the connection is, but Shor represents Hail Gezachim concepts. It's not just, it's the Sugi of Shor that we can't even imagine. But just to spell out a little bit more, according to what we learned last week, we appreciate. Rav Tzadik says like this: Ashar, the midah of Ashar, is the midah of the gevura of strength. In what sense? Ashar is a mazik. Anybody who learned Bava Kama knows that the typical example of an animal that's mazik is Ashar shenogach. Is Ashar. Ashar is menageh. Ashar shenogach. Doesn't say chamor shenogach. Ashar shenogach. Doesn't even say kelev shenogach. It's specifically a shor. A shor is that angry animal that gets riled up and is mazik. Chamor, on the other hand, constant lashon chomrius gashmius represents taiva. Represents physical taivas. So these are the two midas we talked about last week. Kas, Ritzicha, right? The sharp kills. Lomas Bechamor, which is taiva, gashmius. Yishmael, we know, which we said last week, was the kilkel of the midah of Abba. Yishmael is intiznus. So Yishmael is nimshatu l'chamor. Amadayim l'chamor. Shvu l'chem poyim l'chamor. We said last week that Yishmael is taiva. Yishmael is nimshatu l'chamor. And Yaakov, we said, was able to take both midas, the midah of Shur and the midah of Chamor, and be misakin both of them and blend them both together to the perfect mixture to be one midah that's misakin both of them, that he doesn't have a psoilus of Chamor come out of him, and he doesn't have a psoilus called Esav coming out of him. Yeah, he has mitasei shleim because he has the midah of Chesed and the midah of the midah of Ava and the midah of Yira blended perfectly inside of him. And so he told Esav, "Ahili Shar v'Chamor." I was misakin the Indian of Shar and the Indian of Chamor. When I mentioned this to Zevi, right away he pointed out that, and I'm not sure what to do with this, but it's definitely a good point, that as Pasuk says, you're not allowed to plow with a Shor and a Chamor together. Right, it's quiet. You see that the two opposites are not supposed to be together. The two opposite Nivra.
Isn't there two animals?
Yeah, what? That's just a general example.
Yeah, but why doesn't it say an elephant and a monkey?
I thought that science chooses cut and doesn't choose cut, right?
Yeah, but still could have picked a horse and a goat. Still, it picks these two because these are the opposites. Okay. So the midah of Yaakov is that he's able to bring up Olam Hazeh, to use even Olam Hazeh for Kedusha, even the Yetzer Hara for Kedusha. That's the midah of Yaakov. And if you learn Mesilas Yesharim, he talks about what Kedusha is. Klaloi shel davar. Inyan ha-kedusha hu, the inyan of kedusha is perkavav, sheyeh ha-odam, dovei, kol kach be-lekov, that a person should be so attached to Hashem, ad she-b'shum ma'isa asher yaseh, until any action that he does, lo yiparei v'lo yozuz mimenu yizbarach. He's not separated from Hashem. Everything he does is attached to Hashem. Ad she-yoyser yis'alu ha-dvaram ha-gashmiyim, asher yishamshu, le-echad mi-tashmisha b'ma-shehu mi-shtamish v'hem. That a person, the gashmiistic of things that he does will have a bigger aliyah because he did it. When he eats, the food will have a bigger aliyah than he'll have a yerida. The food itself becomes part of his avodas Hashem. That's the midah of Kedusha. Kedusha is the midah that even the gashmius in a person's life becomes part of his avodas Hashem. That's what he goes through. That says, "Kol ha'mevi dayer in the Talmud Chacham is kiilu hikur bikurim." If you give wine to it, the Gemara says that if you want to bring the sachem, there's no beit hamikdash. If you want to pour wine in the mizbeach, you should pour wine into the throats of Talmid Chacham. You see that the Kedushim, people who have Kedusha, even the Gashmiistic things, Achila and Shsia, are all part of their Avodas Hashem. It's all part of the it's all Ruchni. It's not like the lesser Madrigas, the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, is that a person should try to be involved in Ruchnis and keep away from Gashmias. The Kaddish, the Etzem Gashmias is Ruchnis. And that's the Midah of Yaakov. That's what the Maral means, that we mentioned before, that the Maral says that Yaakov is the Kaddish. But yet, why is Yaakov specifically a Kaddish when all the other of us? Yaakov is the Kaddisha, is Kaddish Yaakov. Yaakov is the Kaokela Kaddish, is the Bracha of Yaakov, because the Inyan of Yaakov is being able to take even the Stirah to Kedusha, even the Stirah to Ruchnis, and Vimagal, that even that is Shaykhus to Ruchnis, by Hili Shar, V'chamor, Soin, V'Evid, V'Shifa, all the Gashmi is really all completely Mechubar to its Shairish and Shemaim. And that's the Matzilus Yisrael says, that's Kedusha. The Mashal, they say that it says when Rivka went to Shem, because she didn't know what was going on inside of her, but he started to Avanim Bekirba. So Shem said, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech, there are two nations in your stomach. So Chazal Darshan, Shnei Goyim, two great people. Who are these two great people? So Rashi brings Zu Rebbe Vantaninas. This is Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi and Antoninus, who was the Melech of Rome. That both of them had tremendous like Pascha Me'al Shulchanam, Tatsnoin and Chazeres, all kinds of fancy vegetables. In the winter and in the summer, they were so wealthy that they had all kinds of exotic foods on their table year round. So the Farshan asked, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi has such fancy food on his table? Doesn't it say in the Gemara in Ksuvos, the Rebbe Hanasi before he died, lifted all 10 fingers up to the Ribbono Shel Olam and was said, made on the Olai Shemayim V'Orath, that I was not nana from this world, a drop? You aren't nana, a drop from this world? What kind of fancy meals are you serving? You could say he didn't eat from it. Could be that I was understood of Shaza, that's what he served, but he himself didn't partake in it. But I learned that the Pshat is, of course he ate from it. But he ate from it exactly like we eat matzah. He ate from it like we eat, like we make kiddush on Shabbos. It was all part of his certain way. And they see me, I didn't have any of my own selfish hana. Rather, every amount of God, he had the greatest food. That wasn't the point. The point is that it was all like the Reigel doing the Avodah. That's the midah of kiddusha. The Zman of Olam Haba, when Klal Yisrael is gonna, when we're gonna reach the point of Olam Haba, we know that the Zman of Olam Haba is what that Zman represents is Bayom Ahuyi Hashem Echad Ushmai Echad is gonna be Hashem is gonna be Echad. The Gemara says, isn't Hashem Echad now? What do you mean it's gonna be Hashem Echad? So the Gemara, now we see that Hashem is different than others. He has Din, he has Chesed. Hashem acts in different ways. Sometimes it's light, sometimes it's dark, sometimes it's easy, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes there's Golos, sometimes there's Geula. Vayoy Mahu, Yeh Hashem Echad Ushmeichad. We'll understand that everything is one Hanhaga. It's all one Midah. That's what's going to exist in Olam Haba. So that's why the Yerusha of Olam Haba, the Nachla of Olam Haba, is referred to as Nachlas Yaakov Avichem, because the Midah of seeing how the Toiv and the Ra are all part of the Toiv, the Chesed and the Din are all part of the Chesed, that's the Midah of Yaakov Avinu, and that's why the Nachla of Olam Haba is Nachlas Yaakov Avichem. And what is that Nachla? It's a Nachla B'li Mitzarim. It's a Nachla without Gevulim. Why doesn't it have Gevulim? Why does the Nachla of Olam Haba not have Gevulim? So make a Cheshbon. What's the Pshat that it's Gevulim? What's the Pshat that the Nachla has Gevulim? The Pshat is that when you reach a certain point, there's something stopping. You can't go further anymore. Yaakov is the one who understands how every Hisnagdus, everything that can get in the way, is all part of the Ribbono Shel Olam's Nesina. It's all part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's giving. It's all part of Hashem's Chesed. When Yaakov hits a bump in the road, he sees this as all part of the Chesed of Hashem. So that's why the Nachla of Yaakov is the Nachla of B'li Mitzarim. There's no Hisnagdus, there's no Tzad Shekineged, there's no Yetzahara, there's nothing. Everything is part of the Toiv. And Shabbos is Me'ein Olam Haba. Shabbos is the Me'ein Olam Haba, the Me'ein of that time. So there's like the Gemara, the Kol HaMa'ana gets our Shabbos, the Zeichel and Nachla, B'li Mitzarim. And that's what we found. We talked about this Barichas last year, but we found that this Midah of Echad, that Chesed and Din are really one Midah, that's a Midah that you find in Shabbos. Because we know that all mitzvahs asay represent the, we're not going to get into this now, Barichas, it's getting late, but all the mitzvahs asay represent the positive doing, mitzvah asay is doing. And the mitzvahs lois asay represent the midah of yira, holding back. What does it say by Shabbos? What do we say by Kabbalah Shabbos? Shomer v'zachar, shomer, which is the lois asay, right, called Yishomer pan v'al. The Zachar, which is the Asay, the Dibur Echad, said in one Dibur. There's no steer between the Asay and the Lois Asay. Yishmiyanu Keil HaMiyuchad, Hashem Echad, Ushmai Echad. The Midah of Shabbos is that there's no steer between the Taiv and the Ra, between the Chesed and the Din. It's all because it's Me'en Olam Haba. And that's the Midah of Yaakov. And that's why when Yaakov finishes his whole Avodah, he's Nichnas in Din Dumei Chama. By Yaakov we find that Yichanat Pnei Ha'ir, that Yaakov was Mekayim Shabbos.